This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The nation is celebrating its 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valour and precision of the country's armed forces. He said the government gave the armed forces a free hand, allowing them to strategize, set the target and decide the timing. The Prime Minister mentioned that the people of the country have now realized that the Indus Waters Treaty was unjust. He said that India will no longer tolerate nuclear blackmail.
Bharat ne tay kar liya hai ki nuclear ki dhamkiyon ko ab hum sehne wale nahi hai. Nuclear blackmail lambe arse se chalaya. Ab blackmail nahi saha jayega. Aage bhi agar दुश्मनों ने ये कोशिश जारी रखी, हमारी सेना तय करेगी, सेना की शर्तों पर, सेना जो समय निर्धारित करे उस समय पर अब हम अमल में ला करके रहने वाले हैं.
The Prime Minister announced the introduction of next generation GST reforms by this Diwali, aimed at reducing taxes on daily use items.
पिछले आठ साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया, पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया और आठ साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें. हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया. हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं, ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे.
The Prime Minister also announced the creation of a dedicated reform task force to drive next generation reforms. He said its mandate is to accelerate economic growth, cut red tape, modernize governance and prepare India for the demands of a $10 trillion economy by 2047. Reports of Independence Day celebrations have also come in from states and abroad. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that no agreements will be signed with other countries which go against the interest of the farmers. In an interaction with country's farmers in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan emphasized that an agreement should be held on equal terms. He added that farmers' welfare and the nation's welfare are above all. In Jammu and Kashmir, the relief and rescue measures are in full swing in the Chasoti village of Pader subdivision in Kishtwar district, which was hit by a massive cloudburst yesterday. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the death toll in the mishap has gone up to 60, as informed by the Chief Minister while addressing the Independence Day function in Srinagar. The Chief Minister said that more than 100 have been injured in the tragic incident and efforts are on to trace the missing persons. The UT administration has set up a control room cum help desk in Pader, about 15 km from Chasoti, to assist people and pilgrims. The numbers provided are 9858223125, 600670 1934. To celebrate the golden jubilee of GPCP's legendary film Sholay, the Maharashtra Postal Circle released two specially designed picture postcards and a presentation pack featuring an exclusive golden cancellation. The event marked 50 years since the film's original release on 15th August 1975. Chief Postmaster General of Maharashtra Circle, Amitabh Singh, officially unveiled the commemorative items and presented the first album to Ramesh Sippy, the acclaimed director of Sholay. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said Russia will make its position clear during the upcoming meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump in Anchorage, Alaska, tonight. Talking to a TV channel upon his arrival in Alaska, Lavrov said they are not planning anything in advance, but they would make their arguments clear. He noted that significant groundwork for the meeting had been laid during the visit of Steve Witkoff, Trump's special envoy to Russia. In tennis, Jannik Sinner has stormed into the men's singles semifinals of the Cincinnati Open with a 6-0, 6-2 win over Felix Auger Aliassime. Sinner, who is playing his first tournament since his Wimbledon triumph, will take on French qualifier Terence Atman for a place in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.